Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Charles, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 21.
31.
31. Wow, we made it to 31. Right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you. We can finally drink.
Thank you for joining us. Yes. Speaking of drinking, first and foremost, we want to once again thank our friends at Black Raven Brewing and the Woodinville location.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone that came out on Saturday, that was an excellent time. Beer was
that
great.
Was.
Great talking to everybody, man. It poured down rain, but that did not put any dampering on the party, so to speak. So the beer is fantastic, by the way. And we do have some locations we'll give you. We're going to wait till next week on this stuff, just to make sure. There's a lot of places that do, in fact, have the keg. Problem with it is that they got to wait for something to blow before they put it on.
Right.
Or whatever the deal is. So just keep that in mind. But we'll start giving you more info on that next week. I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of only 50 kegs are available on the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter. So it is definitely a limited release beer, but as soon as we find out exactly where it is, and if you happen to see it on tap, please send us a picture, and we'll get the word out there. So hopefully you get a chance to try the beer. Fantastic, by the way.
Hell yeah.
It's a very good porter.
And either way, whether you drink the porter or the IPA, just keep in mind, do it this weekend, because specifically Monday is Veterans Day.
Yes.
And our proceeds go to the Fisher Houses, which is specifically there to serve them, man. So this is
veterans and their families.
Their families. So just look, this is a good excuse to tell your spouse, baby, I'm just crushing beer in honor of Veterans Day. I'm here to help.
That's right.
Yeah, drink it on Monday.
That is a good call.
You could look her dead in the eyes, or him, or even your judgy dog, and say, it's Veterans Day, get off my back.
Okay, even your kids. Like, the reason daddy's drunk is because I'm supporting
veterans. Why does dad drink so much beer? It's not that much beer.
Yeah. I Castle asked me yesterday.
Be surprised, Mike. Kids say a lot of crazy stuff.
Castle.
I want to be like, because it's fucking Saturday. Fucking
college football.
Yeah, right?
Bastard. Well,
do you Castle, see the score of this game?
Castle asked me, daddy goes, what are you doing for the 3-day weekend? I'm like, I'm going down to Oregon, and I said, wait a minute, what do you mean a 3-day weekend? He's like, well, Veterans Day is on Monday. Now, I don't know if I knew that at that point in time. I also do not remember that being a holiday that we got off here with our company before.
Maybe, we generally never took it off.
Maybe is this new? Am I losing my mind? I never remember.
I think
we get
always
Memorial
been the
Day
case,
off.
But we generally work through most of those types of holidays.
Yeah.
Right. So, and the thing is, part of it, since no one actually works in the office, it's not like his absence of people reminds you. You know, I mean, we're on an island here, man. Look, sales doesn't get, I mean, nobody's here, it's just us. So you don't think about holidays because every day here looks like a holiday.
But I'm with Miles. I legit thought we didn't get it off.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Like Columbus or Indigenous People Day.
Mm-hmm. Right. I didn't have it written down or anything like that. I remember I was, I found the smoking pun meme that I was going to email to you, Steve.
All right.
And I opened up my email. One of the emails that I get in there just says Vets Day, and it's from Ryan. And it says, everybody going to be off? It's like,
Yes.
We already planned that.
Hey, look,
the answer's
if it's not a holiday, I mean, are you guys off tomorrow? My answer's going to be yeah.
Yeah. And if you really want to do some good, man, in your home on Monday.
Do you know why you're in here?
Yeah.
No.
Get some, do the, what we like to call the trifecta, the men's room beer brought from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Hell
put
yeah.
those on the grill. Get yourself some men's room roasted red salsa from San Juan Salsa Company. If you go to your local grocery store, you're going to find the Black Raven Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can.
Damn straight.
You can do all of those things and help our friends in the Fisher House. So that is not a bad way to give back in a small way.
Absolutely.
On Veterans Day. And feed yourself and drink.
That's the thing. It's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a bride. I got some salsa. I got some beer. And I've done good.
Yep.
I'm going to heaven.
I am coming back on the Monday afternoon. I might just fire that up for dinner. I've already got the I've learned the trick of when you buy a six-pack of hoagie rolls, put the other four that you don't use into the freezer, and they're perfectly fine.
Yes, sir.
The next time you need them. So I'm actually stocked up and ready to go. So
how long before you need them do you take them out of the freezer?
I like to let half them, hour.
I like to let them defrost naturally. Like, give him maybe a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know I'm about to have brats tomorrow.
Yeah, without question, yeah.
Right?
Stick them on a paper towel, put them out on the counter, next thing you know, bam, you got a bun.
I don't think if I can grill that
thing. Did you guys defrost a lot of meat when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt like there was a note every day when you got home from school. Pull this out of the freezer. Pull this out of the freezer.
Pull the meat out.
Run it under hot water. Let it soak in a hot pan.
Yeah, it was like, right, you got to leave it in that bowl in the sink before you go to school or whatever. But there was one kid I grew up with, Catholic school, right? They must have had 12 kids, right?
Jesus. True Catholics.
Right. So their thing was, this family, they all went to St. Joe's till like sixth grade. And then they went to some school that was co-ed, but it was like middle school and high school together. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so I would hang out over there as one of the kids was in my grade. I mean, to the point of, like, one kid was already in the Naval Academy that had been in school with my brother.
Okay.
But, I mean, we had three in our family, so a family of five. But I remember one day I got over there, and he looks in the sink. He's like, oh, nice, we're having hot dogs for dinner. I'm like, dope, right? What kid doesn't want hot dogs? But that was the harsh reality, though. It was, like, halfway through dinner, I was like, can I get another hot dog? And they're like, no. So what do you, I was like, oh, like, there's like 16 people here. Like, all the hot dogs are accounted
there. You spoken get, for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
One hot
when
dog.
You got 12 kids, you cannot have a
second. Yeah, that sucks.
It was shocking to me, Miles. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was like, what do you mean? Well, and then, like, you just kind of forget, too. Like, I was over there once for, like after Christmas, and I was like, what'd you get from your brother? Right? Now, my parents would obviously give money to so you could get your sibling, like, a cool gift. And he would just get, like, a pack of markers.
Nice.
Okay. Well, those parents had to give out money to 12 kids.
Yeah, exactly. I was at Fred Meyer, speaking of defrosting food, and they had all the fresh turkeys. And the Butterball turkeys were in the case. And they had all kinds of sizes. Like, I was kind of happy about that. They had a couple that were, like, 4 pounds, 5 pounds.
Nice.
Not too huge, but, you know, just that right size. And as I'm looking over everything, the guy from the meat department, I said, hey, man, I said, I heard that Butterball has a frozen turkey this year that you do not need to thaw out.
Right.
That you can just put it in the oven. And I said, do you guys have those? And he said, yes, we do. And I said, well, I don't know where they are. He said, sir, they're in the freezer case. They're frozen.
Right. Well, you're looking in the refrigerated section.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So I went over there and checked those bad boys out. Basically, you don't have to thaw them out. I thought, man, just from my perspective, just to take that thing out in the morning and then cook it, that, I'm in.
I
buy that thing.
But I was literally thinking about that today. Because I really got into smoking in this last year, and I really was working with my pit boss, and that was my mission for the end of the year, was I wanted to smoke a turkey for Thanksgiving. And I was thinking about that now. Like, I got to go get that. I got to get a 5 gallon.
There's a fine line between rubber and delicious.
And dry.
On poultry.
Have you smoked a chicken yet?
No.
Try that
first. I would say get an oven, just a regular little oven stuffer.
All right.
Oven roaster chicken, and give that a run, because fowl dries out really easy.
Gotcha. And it might be that you just want to make another one of those chickens.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
Right.
Because I also wanted to brine it. You need basically like a 5 gallon bucket to be able to brine it a turkey, right?
Well, do. There is a seasoning company, Cosmos.
Yep.
Cosmos Q, they have a whole package now that they just send you a bag,
right,
send you all the stuff,
those.
You throw the bird in there, hell, and you're good to go.
Also, man, I'm a big fan of skin.
Yes,
so with chicken,
agreed, dude.
I mean, I like it crispy and a beer can chicken.
Yeah.
Turkey skin typically sucks.
Yes.
It's just chewy and not as good. So if you're a fan of skin, in my world, I'm like, chicken's going to win every time on that one.
Maybe that is what I'll do, Miles. I'll just...
wonder if you could do a beer can duck.
Because I really like turkey, and I really wanted to smoke a turkey, but you guys might be right. I might just have to...
I'm just saying I would practice it first, right?
Yeah.
Like, I am not judging. I do not run a smoker. But, like, we've seen your brisket.
Right.
Right?
And right and go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll smoke a chicken here, and I'll bring it in for, like, a meat and potatoes or something like that.
I'm not going overboard this year. I am making those instant mashed potatoes in a bag are fantastic.
Throw another corned beef on the grill.
A couple jars of cans of gravy. I've got stovetop stuffing.
Attaboy.
Got some chicken. I'll get some rolls. I mean, it's just going to be white trashy as hell, but I don't care. To me, it's delicious.
No green bean casserole?
I should probably make something.
Who
green.
You eating with?
Buddy Charlie and maybe a couple people from the bar.
Does anybody have access to a fryer?
No.
I don't I have not asked.
All right.
So I don't know.
As I'll tell you what, I saw a recipe the other day with instant mashed potatoes at Miles, but they would be perfect for you.
Is it balls?
No. This dude made shot, basically formed the potatoes around like a, you know how you can get ice trays that make shot glasses out of ice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So he put all the instant potatoes in there, put them in the fridge or the freezer, let them sit, and then he rolled them and fried them. They were doing shots out of the potato shot glass.
Oh, are they doing shots of gravy? Right.
He doesn't drink alcohol, so he was doing shots of gravy, but you could do it with liquor and then still eat it.
Yeah.
That would probably not taste awesome.
I would think vodka. You got to go with something that's potato-based.
Whiskey. No.
Whiskey.
Like whiskey, you know, I feel like you have a protein, a potato, and a glass of whiskey.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. It makes you grow a beard.
My fucking ex-wife, she used to make me make extra mashed potatoes because she wanted to make latkes.
Delicious.
So what she would do is she'd get some wax paper when the mashed potatoes cooled at the end of dinner, mm-hmm. and she'd make little pancakes.
Nice.
And put, like, you know, individual pieces of wax paper in between them, kind of like you would if you're cooking a bunch of different hamburgers type thing. Put them in a stack. Put those in the refrigerator, and then the next morning they've kind of solidified and held together.
Yeah.
And then fry those up in a pan with some oil. God damn, man. They were so moist.
Why is the latke with Jewish food, though? Because, like, my dad would do that with mashed potatoes the next morning. He would call them potato pancakes.
Yep, yeah, same thing. Pretty much. I mean, it depends on how thin they are or whatever you want to do.
Do you still put syrup on them? What do you dress
you
them with?
Use some people like applesauce.
Sour cream?
Or sour cream. Ooh, those are the two main
Locky
toppings.
You talk about holiday food, though. You were at the store. So I like to... I just have a fun time in the store. So I'm walking through there the other day, and they have holiday hams, and they're on sale.
All right.
So I was dying in my head laughing. I was like, can I buy it? Can I just eat a ham? It's not a holiday.
Make it your own ham holiday.
Right? Like, yeah. I've just been eating ham for 2 months.
Man, I do that every doggone season. This time of year comes around, and no matter what, my wife and I, we will make a Thanksgiving dinner for ourselves just because we like everything that comes with Thanksgiving dinner. And I always say the same damn thing. Why don't, during the springtime, we just make our own little Thanksgiving dinner because we love all the green bean casserole, we love the turkey, we love the stuffing, we love the potatoes, we love everything. Let's just do this. Never freaking happens.
It doesn't. That's why I was saying. It's too much,
Thanksgiving. Too much food.
But I'm like, if you like it that much, make it more often.
Yeah.
And nobody does.
No.
So I'm like, it's okay.
And I think that's why we like it so much is because it's special at Thanksgiving.
Because it's once a year.
Get that blowjob on your birthday.
The meat is not the star. And that's the problem because you have so many other things.
Yes.
So that's why a lot of people don't make prime rib. Prime rib is a meal on its own.
Correct.
You know, you don't need five sides with that. You just need a little bit of turkey.
Right.
I even have more mashed potatoes and stuffing and all
and
that other
shit. And even turkey, while delicious, is still kind of a flavorless meat. So it's still, like you said, it's not even the main character.
I think
the Thanksgiving meal, Thurl's not wrong. But I also think it's also, there's rarely a day where it's acceptable to sit inside and work on recipes and just watch football all day. Because even if you're smoking meat, we're probably doing something else around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you got the crock pot going. Thanksgiving's the only day where it's like, no. We're not leaving the house.
Yep.
Yeah, you're pretty much right.
We do have Monday off. Guys, enjoy the day off if you have it on Veterans Day. We'll be back on Tuesday. Hopefully, over the weekend, get yourself some Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. If you can find the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter on tap, please do that as well, along with the sausage and the salsa. And support our friends at the Fisher House. All right, bitches, we're out of here. Enjoy the 3-day weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Fuck off!
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Man.
A Double Flush production.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.